Blog Talk Radio.
You're not going to be.
Papa Fair, are you with me on the line?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to hang up my cell phone. You're on my minutes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Did you hear me? I don't either. Hold, okay. Yes. I just did. I don't know how that's possible. Okay, wait a minute, wait. Hold it. 1 second. Yeah.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. This is the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, emanating to you live and in archive, virtually, cosmically, universally, from the Mid-South Mississippi Delta, City of the Dead, Memphis, Tennessee. I must first apologize for the technical glitches that we are experiencing. I have actually lost my internet service, and Papa Say has been attempting to control the switchboard and the chat from Chicago, and I have been on the line. We have actually done 45 minutes of the show thinking that we were being heard, but we have been informed that the only thing that has been heard has been our background conversation. So again, we want to apologize for the technical issues. We are human, and this is a lesson in humanity. And this is a very powerful, powerful message that has been on my spirit. So I'm going to share some things with you this evening and maybe deviate from the script just a little bit. And again, if you have missed the first 45 minutes of the show, of my monologue, save me and Papa Say's background talk, I do apologize. Many people listening to me, this will be the first time you will have heard this, but those close to me already know this. I am disabled, and I do live off Social Security. So there is often a presumption that when a person is online and they're offering a service for a fee, that we're really doing well and we're really doing successful. And I would like to say in most cases we are, but we have been hit hard by the economic crisis in our country, just as many of us have. And I have been pretty much robbing Peter to pay Paul to sort of keep things going forward. Not only am I producing and my show and assisting to produce Papa Say's show, but I'm also operating my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, along with several virtual temple groups. I think I have over 300 individual spiritualists and practitioners of various religious paths and traditions in my groups. Those links can be accessed from my website, but it does take funding to keep these things moving forward. And I have been pretty much funding all these efforts, still assisting some of our community in recovering from Hurricane Katrina, all from just my internet effort. So for fear of sounding like a TV evangelist, this is rare for me to do, but I am truly, truly reaching out right now and asking that our favorites and our supporters, that you would support us, not only by clicking on the links on our Blog Talk Radio show pages, but also by going to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and requesting a spiritual work or a reading from myself or the various practitioners in my various groups, beginning with the Divine Bonterre, our female temple elder, Papa Say, our male temple elder, our high priestess, Queen Sunshine, and again, over 300 other practitioners in the various groups that can be found on my show links. So I would greatly appreciate your assistance right now in assisting us in getting our utilities back on in the temple and getting our internet reconnected. We also discovered that I have a major virus in my computer system, so I may also end up having to replace my hard drive. So I really do need your support right now. If you are not necessarily in need of a spiritual service, but you just want to send a donation, you know, $5, $10, anything right now to help us to get things rolling again, my PayPal link can be found at the top of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Use my Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com email to send your offering and donation. And if you are indeed looking for spiritual work, I am available. Because I do not have internet access, I will only be limited right now to Keene, my Keen Network. And many of you listening may not know, but these host sites that we utilize to offer our professional services, King and Life Persons, do take a considerable portion of our earnings before we actually get what we have earned. So please do not be under the illusion that we're really, really not in need of your support. And in all actuality, I would not be able to do what I'm doing without the support of those who have been supporting me this 5 years since Hurricane Katrina that I have been online. So I would like to extend my humble gratitude for anyone who has assisted us in the past and anyone who will or is considering assisting us now at this urgent time and into the future. And again, my website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2009 at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince and Papa Say. I do believe Queen Sunshine, Black Talion, and a few of our other regulars are out there with us, but again, we are having issues getting the chat room open, so I don't know if Papa Say has been able to remedy that, and we are still not clear even if we are being heard or broadcasted. So if we are being heard now, in all honesty and clarity, I need you to contact Papa Say. Tweet him, Facebook, send an email, send a Blog Talk email, you know, whatever you can do to reach Papa Say and let him know that we are being heard and that the show is actually broadcasting. Again, I do not have internet. My internet has been shut down for lack of payment, and I need all the assistance that I can get. And in actuality, the bill is really not even a very large amount, so, you know, it only 10 people, you know, sending me $25 right now could really pull us out of the hole and get everything moving again. And then, of course, we can move forward from there and continue on with our projects. Again, we have been broadcasting since 7 o'clock, but we were informed that I was not being heard. Only Papa Say was being heard during our private background phone calls. So I'm not going to repeat the show. I'm going to kind of move forward. This is going to be a little more off the cuff and not so formal this evening. If you can make it to the phones, do call in. Area code 347-215-8967. I am willing to still do the crystal readings and divinations this evening with the remedies if we can get our phone systems working. So please do call that number, and if we can get to you, we most certainly will. And again, also contact Papa Say and let him know that you are listening and that we are being broadcast, and whether you are able to access the show and the chat and the various other means. We are sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, revolutionary, and evolutionary. From the Pan-African Hoodoo World Spiritualist Thai Emeka, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, it is all an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, my reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this life path and journey. And it is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, in the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2009, pre-Thanksgiving Eve, as it were. In the year of Oya, who governs powerful, sudden, and dramatic changes and transformations. In this moment, we stand radiant and vibrating in divine, cosmic, universal light and understanding. Peace and tranquility, divine joy and serenity. In this moment, we stand, and the ancestors of many nations too stand with us in divine humility and gratitude for yet another day, another hour, another moment to embrace the great divine I Am creators. In this moment, we stand, and the multifaceted, multidimensional crystals, atoms, and molecules of all-encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, illusionary earth plane existence. I am emanating and vibrating with you now, live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor in the Mid-South Mississippi Delta, City of the Dead, Memphis, Tennessee, where we have a great pyramid and tomb to the unknown and unutilized with a facsimile of the Egyptian Memphian Ramses II in Osirian garb, standing proudly but silently out front, beckoning a call from our ancient past and sounding an alarm for our coming futures, beckoning to lost souls and spiritual wanderers to come and find life along the banks of the mighty Mississippi for the assistance and rebirthing of life and regeneration to the dry bones and parched of spirit. Who will join I in meeting them at the river? Who will assist us in our endeavors? It is by this understanding that the stars, planets, and galaxies rotate in the sky, keeping their rhythms, pace, and pulse with the divine heartbeat of all universal creation and with the hearts of all time and space. We are one and one in cosmic universal unity. Our ancestors understood this, and now we too again traverse our destiny to understanding and rebirthing divine wisdom and comprehension into our present and urgent earth plane existence. And so it is from the point of silence that all creation sprang, and it too shall be from a point of silence that we shall now begin. It is from within the mist that we begin this cosmic dance and universal mind expansion entrancement. It is the origins of the primordial river and the transcendental serpentine fires, moving, dancing, and elevating us consciously higher and higher to greater states of consciousness and understanding. Divine light beaming upon my face and filling every single trace of incompleteness and fear with light, provoking my inner knowing of clarity, completeness, wholeness, and transcendence of all illusion and fear, vibrating with the linear cosmic universal light spheres. And again, let us recognize my temple elder and co-host, Papa Say. Also, my female temple elder and co-host, the Divine Bonterre, who will be with us in the coming shows. And now, our newest High Priestess, Queen Sunshine. Papa Say, the Divine Bonterre, Queen Sunshine, and myself can all be located at my website and in my virtual temple groups, House of the Divine Prince, and the direct link can be found at the top of the first page of my website. You can also locate many qualified others in many categories of various religious paths and affiliation, teaching and understanding in my virtual temple group at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And again, we need your assistance right now more than ever. I need your assistance. Please do go to my website, click on our links, utilize our spiritual services. If you do not have need for spiritual services at this present time, do click on the PayPal link at the top of my website page, and please offer us some donation to assist me in having this virus removed from my computer system and having the utilities restored here in the temple. And please do remember that Papa Say airs also now on Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, guest, honorable mentions, all respectively, on their Block Talk Radio profiles. And again, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor. And I specialize in results. And again, please also know that I have another site, several other sites actually, my virtual temple groups located at my website, House of the Divine Prince, where I offer a virtual temple of various Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. The direct link can be found at the top of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince, along with links to Papa Say, the Divine Von Terr, Queen Sunshine, and our various House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central virtual temple groups. We have been attempting to give Papa Say control over the switchboard, but we have been unable to do that. Excuse me. So we're not going to be able to take calls unless we can get that fixed in this last 58 minutes here. Also, we don't have control of our music, so we will not be able to do that. So this will definitely be a blog talk show this evening from the Divine Prince, and I will be deviating from script due to our technical difficulties here. We have been airing since 7 p.m., but again, we have been experiencing difficulties, and we were alerted that we were not being heard. Well, we were being heard, but not the show. Me and Papa Say's background conversation in the effort to remedy the situation was broadcast, but I was not being heard live broadcasting the show. So we're going to have to change up some things. But again, we are all going through some economic struggles right now in the country. We all have been. And often there is a misunderstanding or an assumption that because you're online and you're offering services for a fee and you have a following that you're doing very well. And I would like to say in every spiritual sense, we are very successful with our endeavors, and we are continually and consciously moving forward. But in that process, as many spiritual practitioners, ministers often do, I have neglected my own personal needs, and I am now without my internet, my home phone, and may very well lose my gas and electric and all the other utilities here in the temple within the matter of coming days, unless we get a response from you, our regular listeners, our regular clients, those who support us, those who listen to us quietly and have never made yourself present or known. We know that you are listening. We receive your tweets. We receive your Facebook messages, your MySpace messages. So we do know that we are touching hearts, we are touching spirits, and we are changing lives. And in rare form, being the Labor Day Virgo that I am, I rarely ask and impart a plea for assistance, but I need your assistance right now more than ever. So please do go to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and click on one of our links. Because I do not have internet, I am available by phone only right now. So I will be a little behind in sending my email communications, my thank yous, and all the typical information that I typically send out while I'm doing my work. But my keen numbers, all of my Keen 800 numbers are good and active and will be routed to my cell phone. So please do utilize my Keen profile account. And as I stated earlier before, we do pay a fee to Keen and LivePersons for our usage of the sites. We pay fees to keep up our LivePersons. We pay fees to keep up some of the other 90 links and connections that Papa Say and I both have going on right now. And we're constantly assisting others within our local community. Papa Say there in Chicago, Queen Sunshine in California, and myself, the Divine Prince, here in Memphis is still assisting, often from my own efforts and income, our Hurricane Katrina survivors that are still here with me in Memphis. So in rare form, I'm definitely going to put out a plea for assistance this evening. And if you do not want a reading, you're not necessarily ready for a spiritual work, do click on the PayPal link at the top of my website and utilize my Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com to send us any size donation via PayPal. We humbly, gratefully thank you and bow to you in divine namaste right now for all your efforts and your blessing. We stand now in this moment in the presence of our divine creators, in the presence of our ascended ancestors, and we stand now in this moment with a host of divine and angelic entities and forces struggling to reach out to us, to assist us in our endeavors, and to ultimately save us from our pitiful selves. And so we stand. In quantum metaphysics, in La Morasa, in Namaste, we recognize the duality that has ever existed in this world and in this moment. We make efforts to bring those two forces together, ultimately leading to a higher unity and non-dual state of oneness. There is indeed no sphere of our existence untouched by the symbolic significance of Namaste. And right now, in this moment, we vibrate and illuminate the divine light of higher amethyst consciousness and the connection we have to the divine universal creators, standing with hematite at our feet, that we may grow, evolve, rebirth, and remember our higher selves and consciousness, and master that which we have contracted to do within this life and this realm to bring about union and balance with the divine creators, all that is and I am. And so we set forth right now in this moment a reverberation across the proverbial spiritual, metaphysical pond of all time and space, and transmit, project, and emit a divine beacon out to the spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and mentally enslaved, incarcerated, and comatose. And know that this will not return unto us void. Our prayer and reverberation will not return to us in vain and without divine manifestation. So go with me now in this last 50 minutes of this live broadcast. Go within to your core and center, to the quiet and still place of all inner understanding. the altar of the soul, the temple of the Most High, and macrocosmic, microcosmic experience. To the place of the great oracles and the smoldering serpentine fires, and free your mind of the things of this world, what you have done, what you are doing, what you have yet to do, what you may be lacking or in need of. And just for a moment, act as if you truly believe and understand that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Just for a moment, allow yourself to see with my eyes and my understanding that I may carry you on a divine journey to self-discovery and empowerment, to spiritual elevation and divine illumination, that I may carry you on the wings of Shekinah glory to the inner mansions of the Most High gods and goddesses. For in my divine Father's house, in my divine Mother's house, there are many mansions, and within these mansions are the divine secrets, blessings, and mysteries of all that is, that has ever been, and is yet to come. In this place, there is absolute peace and divine understanding, divine healing, power, and protection. In this place are tranquil pools and uncharted corridors, which hold all the blessings and possibilities that the divine creators have promised us before embarking on this perilous earthen journey. So walk with me upon the fine red and purple carpets and smell the incense of frankincense and myrrh, sage and Nag Champa burning in the air. Hear the rhythmic chiming, timing sounds of the cisterns of balance, reorder, and rejuvenation. Hear the sound of continuously flowing, healing, purifying waters and wells, and find your place with us along the sides of the pools of divine peace and tranquility and the fountains of eternal life-giving waters of healing, divine knowledge, and understanding. As we journey to the center, let us not have fear or apprehension as we open the doors and uncover the mysteries, the divine mysteries of who, what, when, where, and how we are, and fortify that which we need for this cosmic journey. Ranks are forming and sides chosen. The spiritual warriors and high priest and priestess of honor and glory are fighting on our behalf and of all that is good and righteous. And we battle in earnest. They stand now with us in this moment for us. And for those without a voice and powerless, know that you wrestle not alone and you wrestle not in vain. We light incense and burnt offerings for those who cannot protect and defend for themselves, and know that we are here, called as we have been throughout creation since the beginnings of time itself. Know that this is the time to rise from your slumber and pick up spiritual arms to fight against spiritual wickedness and injustice, deception, and calamity wherever in the world, in our divine universe, it may exist. If not now, when? If not you, then who? If not in this divine moment. In this moment, we light candles to light the way of those who may have lost their way and to guide them back to the light. We also light candles in this moment against those who would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. Know that we are binding you right now in this moment, that these are more than just mere words. You hateful, slew-footed rascals, we are binding you devils and you demons right now in this divine moment and sending you back to the deepest, darkest pits of hell. You are powerless here. You are powerless among us. You are powerless against those whom we anoint and sanctify. You are powerless against those who would seek our protection.
And we are freeing the captives and the enslaved, the vulnerable and the victimized in this divine moment and time. We light candles to acknowledge and show honor and appreciation to those who have come before us and laid the way and the foundation upon which we all now stand. Our exalted and ascended ancestors and those who have laid this path before us in blood, sweat, tears, prayer, and ritual. So we pour a libation in this moment to their continued life force, blood, honor, and spirit. To our known and unknown ancestors, we give them honor that we may preserve and never lose connection to their ingenuity, wisdom, and perseverance. That we will forever remain connected to their history, power, and legacy of survival. That it may never leave us, but be with us in all that we set our hands to do. That we will bring honor and not shame on our forefathers and foremothers as we battle forward in this often uncertain and perilous time. And so we pour red anointed brick dust and form a virtual universal chain of intention and action of divine protection for all who would do the will of light and divinity on behalf of all creation. So let us not sojourn and endeavor in vain. Let it not be for naught. Let it not be for vanity. Let it not be for carnality. Let it not be for flesh or ego. Let it not be for materialism and gluttony. Let it not be for pride and the glory of Babylon, but endeavoring that the divine creators will be pleased with us and that we will forever pay homage to the divine forces beyond our present level of comprehension and ultimately find our way back home to be with them as evolved souls, fully functioning light beings. And so tonight, we meet. In spite of our lacks, in spite of our wants, in spite of our technical glitches, in spite of our human flaws, we meet tonight in the crossroads of what has gone before and what is yet to come. We meet at the crossroads of all time and space, interdimensionally, cosmically, vibrating in pure light and understanding, knowing that we stand at the center of the divine universe and all that is right now and in this moment. And we stand not in vain. We stand not alone. We stand not without divine purpose. Ranks are forming to do battle in the spirit realms with us and for us. We need only to honor and acknowledge them to bring their presence, evolution, and wisdom forth into our plane of existence. Know that the spirit realms are more real than this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimension for which many are ill-prepared to navigate. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest real and powerful, tangible, lasting, universal change and results right here and right now in this divine moment in time. Know that we are at war. Understand this. We are at war. Nothing is an accident. Nothing is a coincidence. It is not in your head. It is not your imagination. We are under attack. Spiritually, financially, culturally, as a nation, as a people, we are under attack. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, Tychicus, Ishu Tariri, a faithful minister, shall make known to you all things. And may we be purified and stand the test. May our credentials and titles, doctorates and degrees, bloodlines and clubs of exclusivity and politics May our demonstration stand the test by the divine fire and return as pure gold. And may we never, ever again be led astray. And with this, we send our prayers to heaven, to Olorun, continually and without ceasing, Aboru, Aboye, Abo Shishe, Ashe. May our evil reach our room. May our evil be accepted. May our evil allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say Ashe, Ashe, and Amen. And again, I would like to show due honor and respect for each and every one of you who may be under the sound of my voice. We are experiencing not only technical difficulties, but I have lost my internet. The financial crisis has finally hit the temple of the Divine House of the Prince. This has been the slowest, oh, I would say 45 days in the last 5 years. So I'm truly, truly imparting and sending out a plea for assistance. Please go to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince. Utilize my links for the Queen Sunshine, for Papa Say, for the Divine Bonterre. Reach me for a live call on Keen. Or if you would just like to assist us in getting our utilities restored and having this virus removed from my computer, you can send me a donation, a token of your appreciation via PayPal using my Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com email address when you do get to PayPal. Again, we are experiencing technical difficulties, so I'm not even sure if Papa Say has managed to get our chat room open, but if you are out there listening, we greatly appreciate you. Queen Sunshine is listening, Black Talion is listening, the Divine Prince is listening, and I'm sure many others. I have received various accolades and letters of concern for our being off the air, typically through Facebook and MySpace, and I greatly appreciate that. Tarot Lady, Mojo Scorpio, I've received several people who have sent me emails, and of course I have no internet now, so I'm having to pull all this from memory. I can't go in there and remember everyone's name to call. But I greatly, greatly appreciate you. We are truly a community. That is our purpose. That is our mission. We are not just internet psychics. We are a ministry, a pan-African and world spiritualist. And we are forming a community. It is not all just about advancing politically, advancing spiritually, advancing materially, advancing as an internet advisor, but building a community and supporting that community. That's truly our goal and our mission. So please, again, do support us, send a donation. Contact me for a live reading using my Keen 800 phone numbers. They are available at my website and also available on my Keen profile, which can be accessed from my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Be not amazed the strange and odd ways of so-called spiritual folks in these days. Spirituality is a vast and diverse concept. It is one of those elusive words like happy, successful, or cute, which doesn't really have a clear and defined meaning, leaving too much, sometimes way too much, up to interpretation and understanding. It is of the highest importance to everything we ever think, ask, say, or do. Yet it is unfixable and mutable, elusive, but only to the few who lend the discipline, surrender to the fearless adventure, and travel to the realms of the unknown, unfamiliar, and sometimes scary regions of the macrocosm and microcosm of our divine universe, our mind, imagination, and consciousness. That is my definition. That is my understanding of spirituality. What's more evident are the fruits thereof, the projections and emanations of the work, labor, selfishness and selflessness, and self-attention to that which is expedient along the journey to higher consciousness and awareness. Understanding and ultimately action and demonstration. Often what is most tangible is not demonstrated in mere words or even activity and intent, but somewhere much deeper to the source of reasoning, meaning, pure expression in truth and motivation. That is what spirituality is to me and for me. Sometimes it is not just why we do something, but really why we do something. And what are our second nature knee-jerk responses and unconscious connections and communications to and through any given situation, person, place, or thing? That's our spirituality in action. After all, it is much easier to show love, compassion, and understanding to something or someone you think you already know or understand or can identify with or have some sense of investment in. It's really easy to say we love our family, we love our children, our lovers, our mates. Much more difficult when it comes to the adversary or the stranger or the person you think is not anything like you. For some, it is even more primary to control. Overstanding and a false sense of empowerment. But again, that is all relative to our understanding within that divine and miraculous moment in time and space. How many of you thought you knew or understood your partner, your spouse, your child, your best friend until that moment, that second, that space and gravity and time when it all becomes clear in your understanding, experience, and awareness? You only know the contents of your thoughts, experience, and impression of that person, situation, or individual until you really know. How easily do we trick ourselves into placing persons, places, situations, or things into very quickly constructed frames of reference, judgments, and sometimes misunderstanding? Jill Scott did a live concert after her first successful album once, and I remember her saying, "Just because I have an afro don't make me conscious. Just because someone has psychic on their profile or reader on their profile doesn't necessarily make them conscious." And in this day of trickery and illusion, we need to really begin to look at that. It's much deeper than just, do I really know who my friends are? It's much deeper than that. Often we choose our friends and our peers and our circle under very superficial forms and definitions. Again, we think we know. We think we can judge by appearance, by look, by race. I find it very intriguing that when you do go onto the spiritual site, they are overwhelmingly blonde hair and blue eyes. That should be troubling when you're looking for spiritual work. Are only blonde hair and blue eyed people in contact with spirit right now? Are only blonde hair and blue eyed people able to predict, able to read, able to decipher and give revelation and divination?
And understand, I'm not talking specifically about race or ethnicity. I'm not seeing any redheaded or brunette-headed or Italian or ethnically Jewish or any ethnic European presentation and representation in the spirit realms, particularly online. And that's very troubling. So often in our prayer and our meditation, we try and understand and we try and make sense. And as spiritualists, we are always expected to live up to a higher moral code. And we accept that code. We really do, with all its perils and blessings. We accept that. I don't expect to be necessarily treated like a white reader, like a female reader. But I do expect to be acknowledged for what I do and what I'm good at and what I have committed over 30 years of my life to mastering. I didn't just buy a computer and decide, oh, this looks like fun. Let me become an internet psychic. I was doing spiritual work long before I even had a computer, before I knew of the internet. I was doing readings and divination in elementary school, in the cafeteria, for other teachers and other students. I have been a minister of music since I was 3 years old. I self-taught to play by ear as soon as I was tall enough to reach a piano. Now, granted, my mother is a retired music teacher and a very active evangelical evangelist and minister in the Mississippi area. But my talent came purely from spirit. My mother couldn't sit down and work with me and teach me scales and how to read. Children often resist their parents. And that was the case for me. But spirit was directly interjecting, directly inputting, directly downloading into me gifts, talents, dialogues, manuscripts that have been with me, that have been the foundation of my ministry now for over 30 years. So this is not a hobby. It's not a pastime. Hurricane Katrina is what brought me to the internet. Before the internet, like many spiritualists and vendors in New Orleans, I carted my wares to the French Quarter daily, concerned about the weather, concerned about the tourist traffic, concerned about all the things that go along with that. And then eventually I moved my practice to Uptown, closer to my residence off of Magazine and Upper Line. And I was just settling in, just getting comfortable with my life when Hurricane Katrina came through and forced us all out of the city. And I first was evacuated to Dallas, Texas, where I spent almost a year before coming back to the Mississippi Delta. So I've been through a lot. Some of my friends in the social networks often ask me to do more YouTube videos, talk about more things, come down, so to speak, off the mountaintop, the guru mountaintop, and sort of humanize who I am and how I got to this place and all the struggles that go along with that. I've been told I have a very soothing, very calming, very relaxing voice, but I have issues. I'm sitting here now with no internet, no phone service, and possibly losing my gas and electric. So I'm human. I have faults. I have frailties. I have to eat. I have to sleep. I've been neglecting all of those things. I've developed an ulcer in the last 7 or 8 months, assisting people through their financial issues, assisting people, keeping people from losing their houses that were supposed to go into foreclosure. And every time a break was made, someone was given another chance, another opportunity. Through the work, through the prayers, through the spirits, with myself, Papa Say, Queen Sunshine, and the Divine Bone Tear. But now I need that assistance. I need your help. I need you to help keep me online, keep me on the net, keep me on Block Talk Radio. And understand, some of you listening to me know, there are many of you out there who would love to see me go, would love to see me not come back. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're in this for the duration. The time is too short. The need is too urgent. But in order for us to deal with our earthly issues, I really need you to go to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince. Utilize the Divine Bone Tear. She usually operates by appointment. Utilize Queen Sunshine. She's usually on 24 hours a day, like myself. But if she is not, she will also take appointments. And, of course, Papa Say. Papa Say is primarily on 24 hours a day. But, again, Papa Say is a father and a grandfather and also a minister in his community in Chicago. So you may need to make an appointment with him. But again, if all you want to do is just offer $5, $20, $50 to help us to get things back in order, please utilize my PayPal link at the top of my first page of my website. Using my Divine Prince at houseofdivineprince.com email address. So Spirit has really been heavy on me the last few days. I've had my own ups and downs. I don't know if I'm going to be where I am. I don't know if I'm going to be forced to relocate. All those things I'm dealing with. And understand, me and Papa Say had a long conversation about just how much I was going to say tonight. But Spirit has led me to reveal these aspects of my life because people forget I'm a person. I am human. I have issues. I deal with some of the same things that you deal with on a daily basis. And know that this is where the foundation of my expertise comes from. That is why I'm sharing this with you. I want those listening to know life is not going to be drama-free. It's just not. There are going to be crossroads. There's going to be bridges to cross. There's going to be mountains to climb. And I think it's important that I present that and let it be known that, yes, I'm human, but this is how we survive. Hoodoo has carried me through to where I am. Understand. In spite of all that I've said, understand, I have been to Hades and back in the course of my lifetime. And it's only because of Hoodoo and my commitment spirituality that I am the person that I am today. When I'm battling, I often don't share. Sometimes it's not good to share if people are only going to project more negativity into your situation. And know and understand, we have tricks for that. We have rituals and hoodoo spells for that. So get no glory in this temporary bump, because it's just a temporary bump for me. And if you would like to assist us to move forward, we greatly appreciate that. But for all you haters out there, this is just the beginning. Me and Papa Say are ready to move forward. Queen Sunshine, the Divine Bone Tear, are ready to move forward. And we're going to move this mission forward. So again, how many of you really think you know a person? Really think you know who they are and what they're capable of or not capable of? And this goes both ways. Many of you did not know I was assisting women and children and families to stay afloat since Hurricane Katrina out of my pocket. I get questions about my fees. Well, I have bills. We have an active working temple to run. My only personal source of income is my Social Security, my disability. And despite what I am dealing with physically, with my issues and my illnesses, I keep pushing forward. I keep getting up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning answering your calls, assisting you in your endeavors. And right now, I need you to assist us in ours. So this is the stuff that I'm talking about, of charlatans and con artists that prey on your preconceived senses of familiarity and safety. Beginning from that place of familiarity and understanding, which we often conceal and hide within our own thoughts and secrets. Well, the con artist knows how to zero in just on that thing. They know how to invoke your greed, your ego, your need to be pacified, rather than to move you forward from your spiritual situation. Our goal is to set free, as Papa Say says every show. Our show is not to get you hooked on psychics, not to get you hooked on spiritualists, but to finally move yourself into a place of secure, personal, community, spiritual foundation. So that's why tonight I am revealing my own weaknesses. I am revealing my own humanity. It takes prayer, it takes meditation to endure every storm. And life will present you with storms. If you're looking for that magic bullet, that magic ticket, that one religion that's going to just free you up from having to worry ever again, it's not going to happen. That's an illusion. That's why we are here, to be challenged, to grow and evolve beyond the blocks. So for my lesson in this is I had to become humble and remind myself and remind you all that I am human. I have frailties. I have needs. I have issues. I found myself giving out way too much free time, free minutes, trying to assist each and every person to get their stuff together until I neglected my own stuff. So right now, we've got to batten down. We've got to refocus, bring things back in. I wanted to assist anyone. I often get communications about my fee. But I can tell right away by your approach, by your wording, whether you're truly in need or you're just trying to get something for free. So understand that. I get requests on a daily basis for people with very specific budget limitations. Just say that. This is what I have to offer. This is what I'd like you to do for me. Can you do that? You'd be surprised how many times we're willing to say yes, if you would just do that. But right now, I'm weak in my own flesh. I am weak in my own humanity, and I'm dealing with my own issues. So, again, I need you all to support us right now, to go to my website, to utilize my links, www.householdthedivineprince.com, for Queen Sunshine, Papa Say, Divine Bonterre. And if you will, send us a donation utilizing Divine Prince at houseofdivineprince.com through PayPal. And what is so insidious and ingenious is the effort to mask themselves. And I'm going back to my original theme here about spiritual people in general. To mask themselves in themes, jingles, and adornments that play on your most primal prejudices and insecurities. Just like TV commercials. We all know TV commercials play on your hidden desires. There's subliminal messages in the music, in the pictures, in the food, in the clothes, whatever item is being sold, that you have, you need this, you have to have this. It'll make you cuter, younger, thinner, richer. And it's playing on your carnality, not on your actual growth and improvement, but on that part that keeps you weak and anchored to the ground. So this is why when you go into spirituality and religion on live persons, spirituality and religion on Keen, you see blonde hair and blue high profiles. And let me tell you, some of those profiles are not real. There are men behind some of those women, people of other races behind some of those white faces. And again, it's to play on your already built-in prejudice and insecurity. Because their ultimate goal is the bottom line. The bottom line. So you're not going to see a whole lot of diversity. And that is, me and Papa say, that is our calling card. That's what gives us our authenticity, our power, is our diversity. We're not wearing costumes. This is who we are 24/7. This is who we are. This is who we be. So sometimes there's a projected overlay. You know, when we look at the prosperity ministries in the church, the suits and the cars and the fine gold ornaments, you know, in the sanctuary, all these things play on your carnality, your prejudices, and your insecurities. Sometimes this is projected overtly. At other times, it's projected in the exact opposites of the archetypes or thought forms they are really trying to project. Counselors and therapists call this projecting. It is implied in the marketing ploys of the day that convince some into thinking that if you can just alter the smell of fresh, then it is in human nature for many almost auto-impulsively to assume freshness. Or that an item is clean when it really isn't. The dirt or the origins of the odor are now just masked. So our ideas and our understanding of perception and our laziness and inability to sometimes just take that extra time to think before we decide and act, do our homework, do our research, Google the divine prince. I am everywhere, if you don't already know that. I am everywhere online. And you will be hard-pressed, if at all, to find anyone who has any complaints about what I do. There's a reason for that. There's legitimate authenticity behind what I do. And I'm here to help. Papa Say is here to help. Queen Sunshine is here to help. The divine Bon Tao, who is new to our temple, is not a new practitioner. She is a very active elder and archbishop in the Atlanta area. She has a church in the Atlanta area. So do contact her. Let her know that you would like to meet her, that you would like her services, that you would like to visit her church. Papa Say, Queen Sunshine, we're all here and available. Now, the most suspicious items in the grocery store, if you've ever paid attention, are arranged at the checkout counter for a reason. And you should be insulted. There is a trick to calling you dumb to your face and getting you to buy into it on impulse, even without pondering for 1 second its real value or if you really need it at all. They call them impulse buys, and they put them right up at the end of the aisle, right next to the counter while you're standing in that long line waiting to check out, while your kids are bouncing off the walls, grabbing every candy bar and bag of chips that they got right there in that little area. And we take it all in and then reinforce it in our alliances, in our connections, in our decisions, our spending habits, and patterns. I can't tell you how many, I don't have to tell you. Go to Live Persons. Papa Say will assist you getting there. Queen Sunshine will assist you getting there. LivePerson.com. And arrange the profile in order of fee, starting from the top, the highest fee. And just look. Just look. We take it all in and then reinforce it in our alliances, our connections, our decisions, our spending habits, and our patterns. And they know this, and they play that up to you. While true practitioners, spiritualists, often go ignored for not being cosmopolitan, for not being cute, for not being the latest, you know, fashion statement. When we're truly there to provide true, authentic spiritual work. And this process of manipulation is scientific. It's not new. The Divine Prince is not the first to say this, and it has been well documented. It was well documented in the baby doll test, demonstrating that the preconceived biases and prejudices without fail begin early in life. We create our own monsters. So society as a whole has to and will continue to learn the hard lessons of personal and individual universal care, respect, and responsibility for all. For we truly all live in and through the law of divine mirrors, for those who truly, truly understand. The truest measure of a warrior is the ability to choose battles and confrontations wisely, calculatingly, and without proper perspective to outcome, priorities, and resources, they don't act. So after you nuke and they nuke back, then what? Then what are we left with on this planet, in this country? We must begin to think of ourselves in those same terms and find the answers and the motivations that move ourselves upward and forward spiritually, mentally, intellectually, emotionally, holistically, and cosmically for ourselves and our communities and future generations. And let me tell you, it's not looking good. Me and Papa Say have been delaying doing a prediction-based show, mostly on my part, just out of my own personal fear of, one, just revealing some of the darkness that I see coming for us, particularly here in the Midwest. I have grave visions about our future, about major catastrophes coming, and I mean soon. I don't mean, you know, 5 years, 10 years. I mean really, really soon. This year, next year, really soon as we move into the 2012. There are those who want to miseducate, misconstrue. Well, we're really not sure what 2012 is, what it isn't. But let me tell you, I'm not feeling good about what's coming down. And we are going to have major populations in the Midwest forced to move. And when I get a more clear format together, we will eventually go ahead and start moving on the predictions. But I'm very, very concerned. I'm very concerned about earth-based activity, earthquakes, violent volcanic eruptions. I'm very concerned about that. I'm dreaming about it. It's in my spirit. I see it, and I can't run from it. I can't resist it. So I say all that to say, this is not the time to play games. This is not the time to continue doing what you've already been doing that's not bringing you any happiness, that's not bringing you any satisfaction. That man is not going to change. That woman is not going to change. That relationship may not get better. You've got to take the bull by the horns right now at this divine moment in time and take responsibility for yourself as well as your community. We must begin to go within and shine a bright light on our own fears and inhibitions, insecurities, our spiritual blocks and complications to our ultimate purpose and reason for being in the first place. Being suggests a place of being or to be in a perpetual moving state of. The ing suggesting motion and activity. Being is not something you do mobile or non-mobily stuck in one place. Just in the spelling of the word, it suggests motion, activity, rather than just a state of existence within this divine moment in action. It is not enough to just survive, to exist, to just make it for yourself and those within your immediate household. Understand that we are in a constant state of reshaping and recreating our universe and understanding even our illusion of non-involvement, anonymity, and self-imposed isolation. It's all an illusion. When the dirty bomb comes, it comes on us all. When the volcanic eruptions come, they will come on us all. Not just one, not just the rich, not just the poor. Even in that still and quiet place, especially, we are creating and recreating our physical and spiritual world with every breath, thought form, action, and utterance. We are spirit and in a perpetual state of creating spirit with every projection. This world of hell and damnation, you created. We created for ourselves and others. And we invariably create and recreate it for ourselves with our inactivity, with our refusal to get involved, with our refusal to step up. So again, please join us next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time, here on Block Talk Radio, December 2nd, with the Divine Prince, Papa Say, Queen Sunshine, and the Divine Bonterre. Also, remember, Papa Say is now on Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, please visit my website, www.houseofthedivineprince. Please send us a donation or utilize some of our links and our services. Assist us in getting this communication issues resolved, getting our utilities back on, and having this virus removed from our system. I offer you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I will be here for you and with you next week on Block Talk Radio. Peace and blessings.